And a happy new year to you, and good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A member of the Shawano County Board of Supervisors is facing charges of disorderly conduct and strangulation and suffocation. Witnesses tell authorities Peter Schmidt of Bondwell choked one of the men who works on his farm until he lost consciousness. The victim's name has not been released. Other workers say Schmidt was angry because they had overslept November 22nd. Schmidt admitted the incident, but said he didn't choke the man out. A preliminary hearing is set for January 16th. And as Wisconsin's population becomes more diverse, changes are expected in the coming years to better assist residents from other parts of the world. But it could even have a smaller impact on how residents speak. Mike Moen reports.
As Wisconsin's population becomes more diverse, changes are expected in the coming years to better assist residents from other parts of the world. But it could have an even smaller impact, including how residents speak. Census figures show that Wisconsin is still predominantly white at nearly 87%, but the latest numbers also show that minority populations are growing at a faster rate. Joan Houston Hall of the Dictionary of American Regional English says dialect changes could be as simple as how residents refer to soft drinks.
In university communities, very often people listen to what their roommates say, and if their roommates come from the Northeast and they think it sounds pretty cool to talk about soda instead of pop, they might well just adopt that. So it's a social interaction kind of lexical change.
Hall says over the years, many polls have consistently shown that most Wisconsin residents call soft drinks pop, but she says more recent polling shows that soda, which is primarily used in the Northeast, is gaining influence in eastern Wisconsin. Hall adds, while it might be hard for some to see traditional ways of speaking disappear, she says it's fun to embrace different forms of language use because it will happen.
It's a constant that language changes. It doesn't change the same way or at the same rates in all places, but it always changes.
Hall says the changes might become more noticeable in the near future as university systems do more recruiting of international students to help address enrollment declines. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
A change in leadership will be coming for the Oneida County Aging and Disability Resource Center. According to the Star Journal Now Online, Thursday will be Diane Jacobson's last day as director. Jacobson is retiring after 23 years of leading aging services in the county. Joel Gottsacker will be the interim ADRC director after serving for the past 3 years as assistant director. An open house will be held from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Thursday at the center in Rhinelander. They'll celebrate Jacobson's retirement but also mark other milestones. And today is the one-year anniversary of the ADRC of Oneida County following the rebranding of the former Department on Aging by becoming a fully integrated ADRC. And barring a last-minute report from New Year's Eve, Brown County will make it through 2019 without a single alcohol-related fatal crash. That would set a record. Authorities say alcohol use has been connected to about half of all the fatal crashes in the county over the last 13 years. 9 people died in 8 Brown County accidents during 2019, and one did involve drugs, but none involved alcohol. And the National Weather Service reports an ice jam is responsible for major flooding problems in Oconto. A flood emergency has been declared. Residents in Little River, Pensauke, and Oconto are being asked to avoid unnecessary water usage until the floodwaters recede. Chunks of ice and slush are said to be blocking storm drains, and witnesses describe a bus being carried away by the rushing water. One business owner says the water in one part of Oconto came up at least 3 feet in 15 minutes. No injuries have been reported. And state officials are warning some of Wisconsin's driver's license holders that the DMV offices are going to be even busier than normal this year. Most of the licenses don't meet the federal standards for the real ID, meaning you can't use your driver's license to get on a commercial flight or enter a federal building or military base after October 1st. So far, only about 40% of Wisconsin residents are carrying real ID compliant products. And Governor Tony Evers is challenging Oregon Governor Kate Brown to a friendly bet on the Rose Bowl later today. Evers says he's wagering a six-pack of Wisconsin's one and only spotted cow that the Badgers will take down the Ducks on that game on Wednesday. Governor Brown accepted the challenge and wagered back a bottle of Oregon wine. The weather forecast for the rest of the day, look for increasing clouds with a high near 29. Tonight, cloudy, low 26. Thursday, a slight chance of freezing drizzle. Otherwise cloudy with a high near 34. Friday, cloudy, high near 27. That's the news this time around on this New Year's Day. Enjoy your holiday. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll.